can hear the dulcet tones in the background. Me and John are just laughing. My guest John Brandler from the Brandler Galleries is in the studio. Not seen John for a very, very long time, and we are both very poorly today with our voices. But you have put me in some I've got some Proctor's throat
lozenges,
and they're very good because they're opening up the
Is that an advert?
Yes.
Okay.
We might get paid for that. So we're both talking very, very quietly. That's why I've got you with the headphones on. So John, before we'll be talking about art, but before that, tell us all about you and
now we've only got 15 minutes. I've got the art gallery in Brentwood, now the only art gallery in Brentwood, really. I'm near the multi-storey car park, mm-hmm. Copfold House, and that end of town. And I've been there for about 30 years.
Wow.
And I'm very lucky. I turned down a property company and a medical practice to do what I wanted to do in life.
Mm.
And I work on the principle that the business worked for me, not me for the business.
Yeah.
The downside is that as my hobby is my business, I never switch off.
Yeah.
So, you know, my partner's Linda, and we went to St. Venice 1 year. And she arranged in St. Mark's Square for a beautiful piece of music to be played. I admit I forget what it was. I'm modern on titles. And the mini orchestra's playing this wonderful piece of music in Florian's. She turns around and I'm looking at the furniture. And I ended up getting samples of the chairs, because I used to deal in furniture as well.
Yeah.
And so you never switch off. It's a passion. It's a pleasure. It's an honour, actually.
And just to let you know, it's all the W's, Brandler-galleries.com, if you want to go and have a look at the website, because you can go and have a look online.
All you've got to do is Google Brandler.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to look up.
Are you the only Brandler? I've not heard that surname
I'm the only Brandler in the art world. And if you Google Brandler, the two that come up on page one are me and a cousin. Yeah, sorry. And a cousin in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
They're the two main ones.
Right, okay.
There's some very odd ones in the family, but they're the ones that come up.
Now, we're going to talk about investment in a while, but Banksy is in the news at the moment. And I was just thinking, we were talking about Banksy when you came in before, because I know you've not been in for quite a while. At the building. But I was just thinking, you know the Banksy painting that's gone on the side of the house?
Brilliant.
How do those... if you want to think, oh, my God, that house has gone up by about £400,000, I think. So
minimum. The last painting that Banksy put onto a wall that was sold was fetched
£750,000. Oh. We should paint
that was the really come to Brentwood. Who says he hasn't?
Mm.
You know, that was the one of the boy sewing flags for the Olympics.
Yeah,
and that made a huge impact in Haringey. In fact, that's what I was telling about at the ITN news I did, because the councillor from Haringey said, "We want our Banksy back," and I said, "Well, it's not yours, it belongs to whoever's wall it's on."
Yeah.
And this particular piece that he's just done, I think, is phenomenal. Mm. But it shows the complexity of the artist. It shows that he's not just a stencil artist. And he can paint. The really good stencil artist can also paint. Mm. They know which end of a pencil to use.
Yep.
Whereas, you know, if you look at something like a Jackson Pollock, which I think is rubbish, to put it politely, Jackson Pollock couldn't do a drawing of the painting he was going to do.
Yep.
Banksy, Pure Evil, Picasso, any of these guys can actually draw it first. So you mightn't like what they have done.
Yeah.
But they've done what they set out to do.
Yeah.
Whereas if you and I do an abstract, we couldn't create an abstract, we couldn't plan it first.
Yeah.
And then make what we'd planned.
Yeah.
It's random.
Yeah.
With those guys, it's not actually random.
Yeah. It is sometimes. I think sometimes when people look at art, you know, us ordinary people, you look at it and you think, I could do that.
Charlotte Three could do it.
But it's not... But then, you know, you look at... I like all different types of art, and it's just like... I have been to some galleries, and it's really interesting to walk around and just marvel at all the different types of...
I like it when people come in my gallery and say, I like that, who is it by?
Mm.
What I don't like is when they walk in and look at something and they read the label and then they say, oh, it's a Banksy.
Yeah.
I like that. Because what they're saying is, I don't know much about art.
Yeah.
I've heard of him. If I've heard of him, he must be famous. If he's famous, I must like it.
Yeah.
No. You must like what you... You know, be honest about what you like. You wouldn't eat food that you're allergic to just because it's on your plate or because somebody's cooked it.
Yeah.
you wouldn't wear, in your case, you wouldn't wear a dress that makes you look 40 stone.
Most of my clothes, John.
But it's by Vivienne Westwood.
Yes.
You wear things that you're comfortable with. Mm. You eat things with that you're comfortable with. So why put something into your home? Just because your friend has.
Yes. Yeah. Now, talking about people coming into the gallery, what is... because people... people are buying property. We're having coffee fits. People are buying property. At the moment, you haven't got much from your... If you've got savings in a bank, it's not making anything at the moment.
There's a technical term for that. It's called bugger all.
Yes. So if you've got money out there and you're thinking, oh, I want to invest, but there's no point in putting it because I'm not getting any profit back, what is good at the moment, up-and-coming artist, or what would you suggest for...
To give you some idea, my background... is 10 years ago I was telling people to buy an art 11 years ago now I was telling people to buy an artist I liked. His prints were £50 to £150. His paintings were up to £300, and I've got one Banksy in the gallery at £35,000. 5, 6, 7 years ago I was telling people to buy an artist called Billy Childish. I can't afford them anymore. So I've got a track record of finding winners. And the if you look historically, there's always been periods where you get a group of artists and they're banded together. So you've got the Impressionists, the Cubists, the Pre-Raphaelites, whatever it is. But you always want to go for the leader. Mm. Don't go for the also-rans. So if you'd gone into a Paris gallery in 1950, there'd have been two paintings on the wall, one's Picasso, one's by Braque. They're both of a violin broken up in Cubist paintings. They'd both be £1,000. The Braque, fair enough, today is probably worth £500,000. Mm. But the Picasso's worth £3 or £4 or £5 million.
Yeah.
So go for the leaders. Don't follow fashion. Buy before fashion. So, I mean, we get this all the time. What we say to people is the dividend is the pleasure. If you bought something that you like, you'll always like it. Mm. It's not like the stock exchange or buying a bond where you know that in a year's time you'll get 3% on your money.
Yeah.
The general idea is that these things go up on average 10% compound. But it might be 10 years before fashion changes enough for that piece to suddenly jump in value.
Yeah.
So it's not a nice, steady, easy, straight line. We bought some prints at 18p in the 1980s. They're now £200.
Yeah.
That's about 40% compound. Mm. But for the first 15 years we couldn't give them away.
Yeah.
Nobody wanted them at all. Mm. So you get changes in taste, changes in fashion. The idea is to be ahead of it. Mm. The ideal situation for us is that you can't afford it in 10 years time.
Yeah.
Which is happening to people with Banksy. The people who bought them from us 10, 12 years ago couldn't afford to buy them today.
Mm.
So to answer your question, the artists I'm buying are all... This is the movement of the 21st century. Street art, urban art, graffiti, if you want to be a policeman. Those are the artists I'm buying.
Mm.
And I'm buying artists like Pure Evil, Swoon, Black Lorette, Benign. Benign's the one that David Cameron bought and gave to Obama. The one hanging in the Oval Office. And Ben is such a nice guy, he decided to leave England and go to America.
Mm.
Packed up his studio, flew out, found some premises, got the builders in, got everything going along, and one of the builders said to him, "Blimey, you've done well. You've only been here 2 weeks. Mm. How'd you get your green card so quickly?" And Ben looked at him and said, "What's a green card?" So everything stopped.
Mm.
They made some phone calls, and obviously when you've got a painting hanging in the Oval Office, it's not too difficult to get a green card. But yep. Talk about naive. Yeah. So Ben Hine, SBQR is another one of the same group who isn't so well known. He was on The Apprentice with me. I did The Apprentice with Pure Evil, Copyright, SBQR. But have something on the wall that you enjoy.
Mm.
Have something on it that you're not buying to impress your friends, that you genuinely enjoy. If you want advice, come in, have a chat. That's no problem. If you've got something on the wall that you enjoy, the dividend will always be paid to you because you'll enjoy it every day.
Yeah.
And there's nothing nicer than somebody coming in, I suppose today, and saying, "My God, George, you've got a Banksy on." "Yeah, I bought it 10 years ago."
Mm.
Before the fact. And what you're saying is, I bought it before everybody else wanted it.
Yeah.
I backed my eye rather than following fashion.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to spend £1 million, you go out and buy Big Banksy.
Mm.
If you want to spend a 500 or a few hundred or a thousand or a few thousand, you buy the one that you hope is going to be the next Banksy. But if you're enjoying it, you'll always enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you buy from myself, if you buy from any other reputable source, you know what you're buying.
Mm.
There's so many dodgy items on some of these internet sites because there's no comeback.
No.
And are you really going to... Well, we used to get phone calls. It's not as bad as it was, but we used to get a lot of phone calls from America saying, you've got this picture, yes. Does it come with a certificate? And if I was feeling bloody-minded that day, which was most of the time, with the Americans, I'd say to them, so you know about these? Oh, yeah, I know all about these. Okay, right, okay. So who's the certificate signed by? Well, I don't know.
Mm.
So what does signature look like? Well, I don't know. Well, if you're implying that I might be selling you something that isn't right, if I've got enough equipment to print a Banksy, or fake a Banksy, don't you think I'd have enough equipment to fake a certificate too?
Yeah.
Especially if you don't know what it should look like.
Yeah.
Mm. I've stopped having that conversation because I think I've made half of America feel stupid. But, you know, it's who you're buying from. It's build up a relationship. Any gallery that you go into, whether it's in Brentwood, in Chelmsford, in Shenfield, in Gatestone, wherever, build up a relationship with the gallery.
Yeah.
Get to know them. Decide how much you trust their judgment, how much you like their judgment. I like to put big mounts on things, very often with an underlining mini mount, just to strengthen the thing. But not everybody likes that.
Mm.
So some people go with the way I like to frame things. Other people say, no, do it differently.
Yeah.
That's fine. A lot of it is about personal taste.
Yeah.
Don't like a picture just because it's valuable.
Yeah. I totally agree. And also with John as well, talking about you in the third person, if you go into...
I'm not offended.
If you go into the gallery with John, don't be put off. I know sometimes when you walk past galleries, you just think, oh, I won't go in. And you look at the pictures outside and you don't make eye contact because you think you're going to walk in somewhere and you might get somebody that's kind of staring. That is how...
My gallery, you'll know that it doesn't exist. Some of these galleries in the West End look like operating theatres.
Yes.
If you've gone past mine, you know it doesn't. We started about £25.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got a Banksy at £35,000, but we've got Banksys... We've got limited edition Banksys at £200.
Yeah.
We've got signed Gilbert and George's at £25.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be a lot of money to be good art.
Mm.
That's what I'm saying to you. Don't like something just because it's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like what you genuinely like.
Yeah.
And if you've got a good eye, you'll be buying it before the market has taken off.
Can I ask you, do you actually paint yourself? Is that something you've never tried?
I've had two professors of painting from the Royal Academy offer to teach me to paint.
Right.
You can take a bad painter and make them better. You can take a bad singer and make them better.
Yeah.
But first of all, they've got to be a singer.
Yeah.
And the artists I know, most of them make me... it's catching. Sorry. Most of them make me look sane. the best artist, the cleverest artist I know is a man called David Tindall. 3 wives, 9 kids, more girlfriends than I've had cups of coffee. he can paint in any medium at all. Egg tempera, which is the hardest of all, which most artists won't go near.
What is that? Because I don't understand.
You mix the pigment, like oil paint.
Yep.
Water colour, water paint. Egg tempera, the ground up pigment is mixed with the yolk of an egg.
Right.
So it's millions of tiny little brush strokes. It's what the Sistine Chapel's painted in. There's no known solvent. You can't make mistakes. So most artists leave it well alone.
Yeah.
And he can do it. He just wakes up and paints. Like you and I breathe.
Yeah.
And he would rather paint than eat if that was the choice.
Yeah.
He's absolutely bonkers. But he is a genius.
Yeah.
And you get this incredible selfishness with artists. And you get, because it's a dedication to just one line of thought. They're going to create, however they want to do it, an image that they've seen in their mind.
Yeah.
And I'm glad to say I'm not daft enough to do that. Most of them should be in mental institutions. Oh, no, sorry, they've closed them all down. It's, all, it's something else now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's luxury apartments, I feel, actually. It's luxury apartments. Now, if you want to take a look at the gallery, go and have a look at the website, brandler-galleries.com, or you can go along the high street, and John is always
I'm
in there.
I'm at the back of the high street. You can go along the high street, but you won't find me.
No, don't do that. I'm thinking about the chemist for getting those throat sweets. I'm going to run down there. I can't breathe. We both can't breathe in the studio. And if you go and see John, and as you said, you've got...
I'm closed Mondays.
Yep.
Because I'm open Saturdays, so Sunday and Monday is my weekend.
Yep.
And Thursdays I'm closed because I'm going to London and see clients.
Yep. But the rest of the time you're here.
But the rest of the time you come and get rid of me.
And as you said, you know, buy things because it isn't about just going in and saying, oh, I want to spend, you know, 20,000. Well, you can spend £20,000. But if you want to start off and you think, well, actually, I wouldn't mind getting a picture for somebody, I need some ideas, or I'd like to get into, you know, a bit of investment, or I want to buy something that's £25, you can do it. So walk in, have a good look round. John will talk to you and tell you
whether you want it or not.
Will tell you everything you need to know because he's really friendly, which is a nice, you know, it makes people want to come into a gallery. So
yes.
As you said, yeah. With the London Gallery, as you walk past and you get that kind of, I'm not going to go in there because they've just shot me a look. See,
a friend of mine's got a gallery in town,
yeah.
And I happen to know the lady this happened to. She used to be a model, Scandinavian, 6'10" or whatever, you know, gorgeous looking girl. Walked into this gallery in Mayfair, and the young girl behind the desk just looked her up and down. And the girl, it was a Friday afternoon, it was hot, there's no air conditioning.
Yeah.
Got a little 4-year, 5-year-old boy with her, you know. Anyway, she said, there's a little picture in the window, how much is it? And it was an £85,000 Graham Sutherland. And she wanted to put it in the downstairs loo because it went with the wallpaper.
Yeah.
Anyway, the girl behind the desk just looked her up and down, picked up the phone, spoke to somebody who said they're down in the library, put the phone down and said, oh, it's more than you can afford. So the girl, the ex-model, said, okay, and walked out. She has 2 black Amexes in her purse.
Yep.
A black Amex has no limit.
Yeah, she didn't wave it. I would have waved it.
No, she didn't need to.
No.
She doesn't need to prove it.
That's dreadful.
And Daddy owns an airline.
Hmm.
Not a plane.
Yeah.
An airline in Canada.
Yeah.
And, you know, the gallery never knew what they lost.
Yeah.
Just, you know, if the girl was that wealthy herself, she wouldn't be sitting behind the desk.
No. No.
You know, and it's all about treating people with respect. We have clients, everything from the local dustman to, we used to know the Duke of Norfolk.
Yeah.
It's dealing with people. It's not dealing with checkbooks.
Yeah.
And what's nice for me is there's several key, not exclusive, that's the wrong word, but there's several very high quality locations in Brentwood. There's myself, there's the Aston Martin garage, things like that, where people will come a very good distance to come and see us.
Yeah.
So, next week I've got a guy coming down from Cumbria to pick up a painting. We've had people flying from America before now, buy a painting, go home again.
Yeah.
But the nice thing is we don't have the London overheads,
yes.
But we've got the London stock. So, it's a nice environment to work in. I think it's a great town to be in.
I love Brentwood.
We've got London if we want it.
Yeah.
We've got the countryside if we want it. If you want to go for a walk, we've got the woods, we've got the parks, we've got everything around us. But if you want the buzz of London, fine.
Yeah.
Jump on a train.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so it's people say, why is art like... We had the Imperial War Museum come down to borrow some art. And the girl walked in the door, and the first thing she said was, well, I've never been to Essex before. And the second thing was, what's art like this doing in Essex?
Yeah.
And I then had a conversation with the director of the Imperial War Museum, and she was put into another department. But the, but you know, what's wrong? I did a thing on telly once, and they said, you know, what are you doing with art like this in Essex? And I said, well, it's good enough for Constable and Gainsborough.
Mm. Yeah.
Good enough for me.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've been attacked so often in the media. Essex man and all the rest of it.
Yeah, Essex girls,
yeah. You know. They're all pencil thin, white high heels and drive Capris. you know, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We've actually believed the negative publicity about Brentwood and the area.
Mm.
You know, why?
Yeah.
It's all here.
Yeah.
It's a great place to be.
Essex is my home. I don't live in Brentwood because I can't afford it. I would do otherwise, but I've lived in, you know, I was brought up here, and I love Essex. When I used to go into London, they said, "Where are you from?" Essex.
Yes. Yes.
I'm from Essex.
Yes. Well, why not? You know, as I say, in my world, it's good enough for Constable and Gainsborough.
Yeah. It's good enough for everybody who's out there listening now. Now, if you do want to go and have a look at the website, it's brandler-galleries.com.
If you want to come and look at the gallery, it's next to the Spread Eagle pub or the multi-story car park, depending as to which way you're coming. Nice to see you.
And you'll be there, but not on Sunday and Monday, because that's your
weekend. Or Thursday.
Because that's your weekend and your day off in London.
In London.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
I know you've got a really bad... We're both like... today, so I hope you feel better before the weekend.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Lovely to see you again, John. Right, 10:53. Here is Terrorvision with Tequila. Tequila, it makes me happy. Oh, come tequila.